We want to thank you for listening today. This audio sermon is a ministry of Faith Baptist Church, a place where you belong. Now let's listen to the message of truth from God's Word.
Just a couple more thoughts about the ministry there. You saw in there the street kid ministry. And that is really where JJ's heart is right now, is with those street kids. Average life expectancy is 2 years once a boy is out on the street. And normally they don't allow anybody to come in and get to know them at all. They're very standoffish. But over the last few years, JJ has really been able to come in and get to know them, and they trust him. And he was helping about 50 kids at one point, and over these last couple years, God has really blessed, and we're able to bring them out to church on Sunday, and there are over 100 kids now that are coming and being impacted with the gospel. And so pray for that ministry. There's a lot that he has in mind, a vision for a technical school to try to help them, and so we just ask that you would continue to pray for us in that. And the last one there was the Sunday school ministry. Our daughter Amanda, she was what, 13 when she started teaching that, I think. And on a Sunday morning, we go in and we sing and everything. And then when it gets time for the preaching, then all the kids go out for Sunday school. And Amanda's been teaching that for the last 2.5 years, and she's has anywhere from 60 to 100 kids that are ages 2 to 10, probably. So it's, you never know what you're going to have on any given week. But she really enjoys that, and the kids really enjoy her as well. We drive through the village, and I see the kids all waving, and I think they're waving at me, and then I put down the window, and I hear them saying, "Miss Amanda, Miss Amanda." So we know where their heart is. But anyway, that's a brief show of what God has been doing there. And if we did have 3 or 4 hours, I could maybe tell you everything that's going on. But we ask that you would continue to pray for us. So tonight, let's open our Bibles. Let's turn to 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 2, verse 6 through 15. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed." I want to stop there for just a minute. Tonight I want to talk to you and briefly take a look at, are we able to do God's will? We hear people talk about, what is God's will for my life? People are searching for that. And I believe it's right here in His Word, His will for everyone. But the question is, are we able to do it? And so tonight, I want to break down that word able. And each letter of it has a significance. The letter A stands for appointed. Now, the word appointed means to be named officially or placed into a position. And in this passage we just read, it used the word appointed, but it was talking about those that did not believe in Christ, that they are appointed. The Bible talks about being appointed to wrath, that as believers, we are not appointed to to wrath. And so we continue on. Verse 9 says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." I love sometimes when you're reading through the Bible and you come across that word, "but." It's a very crucial word. It's talking about how all those that don't believe that they're appointed to wrath, but those who do believe are a chosen people and have obtained mercy. Continuing on, verse 11. "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good works, which they shall behold glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors, as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and for the praise of them that do well." Verse 15, "For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men." Are we able to do God's will? What is God's will? There were several things listed in that verse of what's God's will. Abstain from fleshly lusts. Be honest. That's our testimony. Do good works. Allow others to see Christ in us. And submit to those in authority over us. Sometimes that's not always easy to do. Sometimes we don't always agree with those in authority over us. But the Bible says we still need to submit. That's God's will for us. Are we able to do that? Next, I want to look at the letter B in able. The word blessed. To be blessed means to be enjoying happiness or contentment. Let's turn over to Luke 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 16. "And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits." He was blessed. We as Americans are truly blessed. I did a little research on this, and I was just curious because I knew these numbers 4 years ago, and so I was double-checking. And both sets of numbers have grown since then. The average income in the U.S. is $136 per day. I know, there's some higher, some lower. That's the average. You have your Donald Trumps that kind of throw the number off probably a little bit. But the Ugandan average income is $5 per day. That's a pretty wide gap. But here's something to think about. Approximately 40% of Ugandans live on less than $1.50 per day. Their numbers are skewed a little bit too, with there are some wealthy people in the capital city. And so to stop and think about that, that's probably close to 20 million people that live on less than $1.50 per day. Just numbers to think about. But back here in the U.S., our barns are pretty full. These barns he's talking about here. Let's continue on in verse 18. And he said, "This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry." Sounds like the American dream. Our barns are full, so let's tear them down and build bigger ones. But what's interesting to me is reading through that, the personal possessives that are used in this. I will do this with my stuff. I will tear down my barns. I will build greater. I will. We need to have a focus on what is God's will. What does God want us to do? Continue on, verse 20. But, there's that word again. But God said unto him, "Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." What happens to this selfish man? Had more money than he knew what to do with. His soul was demanded of him. He was called a fool. He was not being rich toward God. Jesus is teaching us to be rich toward God. Now, God doesn't need our money. He owns everything anyway. But he gives us the opportunity to be used by him and to share his wealth with those who need it. Continuing on, let's turn over to Romans 12. We're going to turn some pages very quickly. The L in Abel is the word led, or to lead. What is God leading you to do? Romans 12:2. "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." There it is again, God's will. God renews our mind to lead us in his perfect will. We can't be focused on worldly things. We need to focus on God. The Bible says we cannot serve two masters. You'll either love one and hate the other, or hate one and love the other. We need to shift our focus from accumulating things, from filling our barns, to allowing God to lead us. The last letter in Abel is letter E, the word exceeding. Let's turn over to Malachi 3:10, real quick. We are appointed. We are blessed. God is leading us. And finally, exceeding. Exceeding means exceptional or extreme in amount or quality. Malachi 3:10. "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Sounds like he's talking about full barns again. If we obey God in our giving, we are following his will. And he will bless us beyond our imaginations. But instead of trying to fill our own barns, we need to continue giving. You know, I've heard the illustration of a funnel. God wants us to be a funnel. He wants to pour into us and us to pour into others. But what happens when you put your finger on the bottom there and you start putting stuff in your own barn? That funnel fills up and they stop pouring. We need to be careful that we're following God's will, that he can continue to pour blessings into our lives so that we can pour blessings into others. One last verse tonight, Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20 says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let's just continue on. Unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Exceeding abundantly above all that we can imagine. That's how our God works, when we stay in his will. We're all appointed to something. We all have choices to make. We are all blessed. We are all being led by God. And are you ready for God to bless you exceedingly? Are you ready to prove God? There was a time while we were on deputation, or it was actually before deputation, before God even called us to the mission field, that we loved missions conference at our church. That was our favorite time of year. There was just a special connection with missionaries. And so at the time, we had just bought a new house and we lived 40 miles away from the church. And, I mean, you know how many kids we have. We had a big van like we do now. And I'm an accountant, so I knew I had it all figured out, how many trips we could make back and forth on a tank of gas. And the conference was Sunday through Wednesday. And I sat down and figured it out, and that's 400 miles. And with a tank on our van, we could get 320 miles. But I was trusting God. We were going to be faithful. We were going to be there every night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. To this day, I don't know what happened. I don't know if somebody snuck out in the parking lot and put gas in the car. I don't know. But we were there every night. We made it. God provided. He poured out his blessings exceedingly upon us. And it's just something that has stuck with me ever since. That no matter what you do, if you're following God's will, if God is leading you, he will take care of you. And so with that, I want to close with my life verse. 1 Thessalonians 5:24 says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
Thank you again for listening to this audio sermon. We pray that it has been a blessing to you. For more sermons or if you have any questions, log on to www.fbcbelong.com.